Country Club FM.
Terry, you—I don't think you've been here on a Friday, but the Friday tradition is the Friday train whistle.
I love it.
For the Bob Almanac. I would have loved to have been a DJ at that wedding with the cannabis-laced food. Of course, I probably would have eaten, and who knows what would have happened. would have eaten. Free food? Are you kidding me? What would their first dance be?
Well, we were trying to think of that, like Last Chance with, or Dance with Mary Jane.
And, yes, I would say Along Comes Mary by the Association. Along Comes Mary, because I think that's what that song's about.
And you think Grandma's over in the corner just dancing with herself?
You know, she's already on medication. You can't mix those things.
I can't even imagine. Plus,
but you know, there were three people there with cataracts, and they left without cataracts. That was the amazing part. I can see. Friday, April 22nd, 112th day of the year.
Wow.
253 days until the end of the year. 1509. You know, any time on the Bob Almanac when there is something this date in history that has to do with Albania.
Yes.
I play the bit from Cheers, Albania, where they're singing.
Yes.
With Coach and Sam Malone. Well,
I'm Henry the Eighth, I am.
Anytime Henry there's a Henry the Eighth, I
got married.
Henry VIII ascended to the throne. Big day for Henry VIII here today. Was he one of the ones? Did he eventually lose his head or not? A lot of them did.
Didn't everyone around him lose their head?
Eventually.
Second verse, same as the first. I'm Henry VIII.
There's that scene in The Omen. I just assume Henry VIII did it, where the guy... 1509, Henry VIII ascended the throne upon the death of his father, Henry VII. Going way back to 1509.
Not a good guy.
1915. New York Yankees wore their famous pinstriped uniforms for the first time.
Really?
Pretty significant. They were looking too fat in the others, so they decided to go with the vertical stripes.
What year was that?
1915.
Wow.
Before Babe Ruth was even there.
Yep.
And they've wore the pinstripes ever since.
Hmm.
1969, John Lennon legally changed his middle name from Winston. It was John Winston Lennon. He changed his middle name to Oh No. Oh No. But Oh No is what we should be saying. Oh No. John Oh No Lennon.
Oh, brother.
That's dedication to your wife.
I didn't know he did that.
He did. 1969. Yeah. 1970. Oh, by the way, Terry, happy Earth Day today.
Oh, thank you.
Happy Earth Day to you.
I was wondering if you were going to bring it up.
A unique day in American history is ending, a day set aside for a nationwide outpouring of mankind seeking its own survival. Earth Day, a day dedicated to enlisting all the citizens of a bountiful country in the common cause of saving life from the deadly byproducts of that bounty.
Walter Cronkite doing what Walter Cronkite does, announcing Earth Day with a staccato and a succinctness that nobody else could.
Do you remember Earth Shoes?
Earth Shoes. I do not remember them. Were they made out of earthen?
No, they just had a weird
out of
sole.
Dirt?
And they were really uncomfortable. I don't know. They were like...
What
the
was
thing
the deal with them?
Then.
Were they green? Were they made out of repurposed materials? Or when you walked on the earth, it treated the earth better than regular shoes?
I think it didn't mark up the earth.
Smaller footprint.
I'm not sure.
Would that footprint be carbon?
Yes.
So Earth Day, and really Earth Day didn't take off really till 1990, nationally and internationally. It had been kind of a small observation from what they tell me from 1970 until about 1990. And Earth Day, first one, this date, 1970. And don't forget, next week on the Bob Morning Show, top five songs from 1970, beginning on Monday. Terry will be here for that.
Yep, I'll be here.
You'll be excited to hear song number five. How about in 76?
Shake it up, shake it down. Move it in, move around. Disco Lady.
Was this your nickname in elementary?
Disco Lady.
Were you in middle school or junior high in 76?
Yep, and I liked disco.
Yeah.
I liked the whole, what is it, Saturday Night Fever soundtrack.
It was huge. Who didn't, really?
I had my mint green
1976,
outfit.
Johnny Taylor's Disco Lady, first single ever to sell 2 million copies.
Really?
No song had sold 2 million up to that point.
I don't even remember that being a huge hit.
And that was the first one. Johnny Taylor, wow. Disco Lady. More music from 78.
Talking to you on a dusty road. Good loving, I got a truckload.
Saturday Night Live viewers were exposed and introduced for the first time to the Blues Brothers. Belushi and Aykroyd. And they were magnetic together, weren't they? The movie and the music and the albums and the whole thing.
I got to meet Aykroyd, but when John Belushi died, I actually cried.
So talented.
I loved him.
You know, so talented, but you know what? The other, sometimes it's so high, but then again, so low.
Yep.
That was on Saturday Night Live. This date, 1978. 1991.
After years of speculation, rumors, cocktail party conversations, and just plain old gossip, Johnny Carson has finally made it official. He is not going to stay on television forever. Johnny Carson made a surprise visit to Late Night with David Letterman last night. He confirmed rumors that next year would be his last year as host of The Tonight Show.
Yeah, so Johnny Carson...
It's coming to an end, you know, next year. I've always wanted to be a shepherd.
Carson had made a more serious...
Johnny Carson announced he would retire in 1992.
Wow.
And he did that here in 1991 from The Tonight Show. And, of course, let the scrambling begin. I'm sure Dave, as he's introducing Johnny Carson and talking to him about his retirement, Dave's making plans to move to Burbank right then and there, sadly.
Yeah.
He thought he had that spot.
I mean, and nothing has replaced it. I think his ratings, weren't they kind of... dwindling
maybe
again.
You know, I loved him. He's still and Letterman will always be my favorites.
Letterman in the early years,
yes, especially on NBC.
Oh, you know what, he had Chris Elliott was the angry guy under the seats.
Yes,
and Chris Elliott is one anything he's in.
Oh, he used to come out as
so
Marlon
funny.
Brando.
Oh,
and they play the Superman theme.
He played the weird brother, and everybody loves Raymond, the weird brother-in-law.
Yep. Chris Elliott is a genius, and Johnny Carson was a genius.
Yes.
That was in 91. We got some news items here.
Elian Gonzalez and his father, Juan Miguel, were reunited early this morning, nearly 5 months after the Cuban boys' dramatic rescue from the waters off Florida. More than 100 U.S. immigration agents, some with guns drawn, forcibly removed Elian from the Little Havana home of his great uncle Lazaro Gonzalez in a lightning pre-dawn raid.
A lightning pre-dawn raid. That sounds like what I do when I come into the Bob studios. Pre-dawn lightning raid. Raid the Bob refrigerator. No, you don't want to touch what's in there, to be honest. Elian Gonzalez.
I forgot about that. What year was that?
2000. That's 22 years ago. The Elian Gonzalez drama was going on in Miami, where they had a pre-dawn raid, as you heard. Lightning. Pre-dawn raid. Pre-dawn lightning. I can't remember what it was. It really made an impact, obviously, that report. The
really
6-year-old Cuban boy, center of the international custody battle, reunited with his father then at Andrews Air Force Base near Washington. And this was sad, going back to 2004.
News of another American death has refocused attention on the meaning of sacrifice and service. Pat Tillman, who gave up a multi-million dollar contract in professional football, has been killed.
Yeah, in Afghanistan. Boy, we heard from Walter Cronkite, Tom Brokaw, and then that guy from CNN.
Yes.
Rank those three. Guy from CNN is probably going to be 7. But Pat Tillman, who walked away from an NFL contract with the Arizona Cardinals to go fight for his country and be a part of the elite Rangers of the Army, killed in action. Didn't it come out that it was friendly fire? Didn't they eventually find out that it was friendly fire?
Yep.
And he was just 27 years old. Are you ready for birthdays, Earth Day edition?
Yes.
Here's Johnny.
Speaking of Johnny Carson, I'm pretty sure Stanley Kubrick had to pay Ed McMahon some money to use that line.
Oh, I'm sure. Hi-yo!
In The Shining. Well, they were going to do hi-yo. Hi-yo was too expensive.
It was.
So they asked, you know, could you just imagine Jack Nicholson sticking his head through the door there and going, hi-yo!
That actually would have been very funny.
They both would have worked.
Yeah, they would have worked.
You know, was his name Johnny in the movie?
Yes.
Jack Nicholson, 85, so many good movies.
Oh.
Big Lakers fan. Right. I don't think he's doing a whole lot of acting right now, 85. I think he's pretty much retired, maybe.
Is he kind of... Have you seen anything on him?
No. I don't know how he's doing. I loved him in The Departed, Easy Rider. The Joker in the first, the Michael Keaton Batman.
Anything he's in.
One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. Oh,
that one I can hardly watch anymore, though. So
85 for Jay. It is.
85.
Jack Nicholson. Hold me, hold me. Remember this hit from 1960? Any oldies music compilation or mixtape needs to have this one. Quintessential love song from Mel Carter. Hold me, thrill me, kiss me, sue me.
Sue me? What?
That's the alternate version.
Oh.
So Mel Carter here today. He's 79.
That's when it all went south.
This
one's Johnny Depp Amber Heard
version. Yes, yeah, exactly. Yep.
All but night I take out my strong box that I keep under lock and key, and I take it off to my closet where nobody else can see. I open that door so slowly, take a peek up north and south, then I pull out a Hostess Twinkie and I pop it in my mouth.
Larry Groce and his big hit, Junk Food Junkie.
In the daytime, I'm Mr. Natural.
What year?
He was born 1948. This was probably 1970-something. Junk Food Junkie. Novelty hit.
Yep. And a good one.
Larry Groce. Not quite 80 yet. We're going to give him 70. Is it 76? Maybe 74. 74 for him today.
I didn't know that was his name. Map.
Larry Groce.
Groce.
I'm pretty sure that's how you pronounce it. It looks like Croce, but it's Groce.
Yeah. Very much
Larry
like
Groce,
Croce.
74.
I love this man.
Peter Frampton.
Oh.
A rather different, I'd say a hugely different hairstyle that he wore.
Yeah.
In the 70s that he has now, but he had to do what he had to do.
He's so good looking.
I'm glad you chimed in with that.
Yes.
I can't comment. Peter Frampton, 72. Boy, and he was just, I mean, that album, Frampton Comes Alive, sold, was it a kajillion? They sold albums on Mars.
You know what I heard, though? That he did, was it Rolling Stone? He did the cover, and he was in, like, some kind of, I think he was shirtless, and that did him in.
Did him in?
Yeah, like, it kind of ruined his career.
Really? People didn't like that?
Now, I don't know if I have the story exactly right.
Did he have a superfluous third nipple?
I think because he was too, I don't know. It like ruined his rock image or something. I don't know.
Well, you know, he had tried all those hits, studio versions, and they flopped. And then he did the live version of the songs, and then they were hits.
And I think every musician loves working with the guy. It sounds like he's just phenomenal.
Peter Frampton, 72.
When I watch TV, I like to sit in the back. My favorite show is when animals attack. Once I saw this thing with a big bum, it was all hairy. Then it turned around, I noticed it was Drew Carey.
Ryan Stiles and his buddy Drew Carey. Whose Line Is It Anyway? That's a great show. Ryan Stiles. He was once described as Kramer Light.
Kramer
because
Light.
He's kind of like the Kramer character on the Drew Carey show.
I can see that.
You know, kind of tall, skinny, goofy, weird hair. When he was on the show, he's 63. This is when you say TV theme time, Terry. Take it away. TV theme time. Say TV theme time. Here, I'll give you an example.
TV theme time.
I'll give you an example here. TV theme time.
TV theme time.
This is from Twin Peaks.
Okay, I didn't know this one because I did not watch Twin Peaks.
It's kind of slow at the...
It's pretty.
It had a big cult following.
I feel like I should be crying. Like there's some scene that...
It was the murder of Laura Palmer.
Oh.
Cheryl Lee played Laura Palmer. That was only on for 1 year, 18 episodes.
Were you
but
a Twin
people
Peaks
still
guy?
Remember it. I remember it. I don't know if I watched it, though. And then she came back as the identical cousin. Are there a lot of identical cousins?
Soap operas there are. And remember
soap
Bewitched.
Operas. There are a lot of things
you
in soap operas.
You had Serena and Bewitched. Yeah.
That's right. Yeah, they were. But one had brunette, one had, had the blonde.
One was hey, what do
I know? I'm impressed by your Bewitched knowledge.
Thank you.
Neil doesn't even know there were two Darrens. And he didn't know that the third Darren was going to be Buddy Hackett, if they had a third. The lead singer of Ricochet Heath Wright is 55. And I'll play a Ricochet song during the Bobathon, but not Daddy's Money. That one gets enough play. We'll throw another one of their hits from Ricochet. Heath Wright, the lead singer there. The running back, Marshawn Lynch.
Hey, I'm just here so I don't get fined. So y'all can sit here and ask me all the questions y'all want to. I'm going to answer with the same answer, so y'all can shoot if y'all please. I'm here so I won't get fined.
Yeah, he was the running back before the Super Bowl for the Seattle Seahawks.
Very honest.
He made a mockery of, and it is quite silly.
It is.
Those media scrums that they do on Media Day. I'm glad he did it. You get very little out of it. They sometimes do the jokes, and some guys go with it, other ones don't. But
I personally
could do without it.
You're making so much money, though. Just be gracious.
Well, that too.
But I do
that too.
Think
I
that
mean,
was
it is
funny.
It is one of the obligations.
Yeah.
But that has gotten out of hand.
The whole media thing.
Right. Yeah. Marshawn Lynch is 36, and our rapper of the day is Machine Gun Kelly, 32. And that's your cue.
Who's
Carrie.
He dating? He's dating some big
I don't know.
Star.
That's good terrible. Question. I don't follow that.
Sorry. All right. Here we go. These people would have celebrated birthdays on this day. Are you ready?
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. We're ready.
All right. Former Soviet leader Vladimir Lenin was born in 1870. You didn't want to mess around with him.
No. They called him Vlad. And I really liked his song, Whatever Gets You Through the Night.
Oh, did you? Well, I did too. But that was the only good thing about that guy. Physicist J. Robert Oppenheimer, born in 1904, as head of the Manhattan Project, he designed and built the first atomic bomb.
Mm.
And, you know, we all remember what happened there.
Did you know they did that at the University of Chicago under the football field?
They did?
That's where one of the main laboratories was for that whole thing.
I didn't know that. What are they using it for now?
That's why all the football players then can't have kids. They were playing. What's that?
What are they doing there now? What are they
that's
using
a good question.
It for?
A bowling alley.
It'd be an interesting tour.
They turned it into a bowling alley.
Did they? Actor Eddie Albert, born in 1906. His credits include.
Oh, you can go ahead.
Okay, his credits include a starring role in the sitcom right here, Green Acres, and the movies Roman Holiday, The Longest Day, and Oklahoma.
Take Manhattan, give me that countryside.
Remember, he was the warden in Longest Yard. Game ball.
Crew.
Game ball.
Green Acres is still on I think, MeTV or one of those stations.
I would hope.
Emmy Award-winning executive producer Aaron Spelling.
Stevie theme time again. This is one of his great shows. He gave us Fantasy Island. And how about Mr. Rourke? What a charlatan, right? Those are just all parlor tricks. He didn't have any special powers.
No, he had nothing.
And basically, he just gave the guests hallucinogens.
Yes.
Maybe he was in cahoots with that bride.
At that wedding where they all had pot-laced food.
So they thought all these things were going on. And then they would take a look at Tattoo. And Tattoo was actually 6'3", but because of...
Anyway, he was born in 1923. His numerous credits include the TV series Charmed. That was with, what's-her-face from Little House? You know. I can't remember her name. Anyway, Seventh Heaven, Beverly Hills... Shannon Doherty. Seventh Heaven, Beverly Hills 90210.
Shannon Doherty.
Charlie's Angels, Fantasy Island, The Love Boat, T.J. Hooker... which was
William Shatner,
and Melrose Place. Wow, he had
a lot
of them. And they were all kind of fluff TV, weren't they?
Hey, we need fluff.
Yeah, you're right.
You ever listen to our show here on Bob? It's all fluff.
Actress, comedian Charlotte Ray, born in 1926.
Hey, you said you had one 13-year-old daughter. You didn't say anything about two boys coming to live here. I don't do windows, and I don't do boys.
Was she a national treasure?
Yeah.
Mrs. Garrett?
Yeah, she really was. And she, of course, was known for her role as Mrs. Edna Garrett on Different Strokes and The Facts of Life. She was on both of those. And both of those shows were really good, I thought. Grammy Award-winning country singer, Glenn Campbell.
Honey, come back. I just can't stand
each lonely day's a little bit longer than the last time I held you. Seems like 100 years ago. Back to his arms.
Do you have any great Glenn Campbell memories?
I just loved his music. I just did. And it was so sad the way he died. And that, what did you think of that documentary they did on him?
It was powerful.
It was.
It was sad, powerful.
It was too sad for me. He was born in 1936. And adventurer Steve Fawcett, born in 1944. Any song for Steve?
No, we don't.
He said several
up, up, away in my beautiful balloon,
yeah.
The fifth dimension. Probably should have done that.
That was a good
or
one.
Or Sailing by Christopher Cross.
He set several world records piloting balloons, sailboats, and various aircraft. So.
And now they're all gone,
but not forgotten.
But Neil Staff forgot.
I don't understand you. I really don't. You have nothing better to do at 3 o'clock in the afternoon? I go out for a quart of milk. I come home and find my son treating his body like it was an amusement park.
From Seinfeld, and she just passed away, Estelle Harris, who was George Costanza's mother, maybe 2 weeks ago. So we will forgive Neil Staff because it's been so recent. But she was born 1932, Estelle Harris.
You know who else
funny
died?
Funny lady.
You probably know Jerry's mom from that show, Liz
yes,
Sheridan.
Yes, yep. We had a salute to her earlier here this week as well. Yeah,
they both just died within 3 weeks of each other.
Now they're all
gone
but not forgotten. Here comes a Bob-a-thon. Terry, would you like to start it with Toby Keith? Wish I Didn't Know Now. Do You Want to Go to Heaven, T.G. Shepherd? Or the other offer and option here is Wynonna, I Saw the Light.
Ooh. Mm.
3 seconds.
All right. Wynonna.
WQPM, Princeton, WLKX, Forest Lake, KDBG, Albany.